We've been charged with burglary, 2 counts of grand theft, 2 counts of burglary, 2 counts of impersonation and fraud. They are stating that we were going around telling the people in the neighborhoods that we own the properties. And I don't understand what would be the need for me to tell somebody I own the property when I file adverse possession on the property. And we've also been charged with organized crime.
Even before the arrest, Robinson filed a lawsuit claiming sheriff's deputies were harassing her and the tenant. But Robinson, who is the pastor of Well Pavilion Empowerment Center in Ybor Heights, thought she was doing something completely legal. She called the Hillsborough County Property Appraiser's Office to get details on what's called adverse possession.
You know, to find out, you know, okay, well, is this such something that can be done? And they gave me the information about filing, you know, the DR 452 form for, you know, adverse possession. And they were advising, you know, about the property taxes would have to be paid every year. And it would, you know, the property would have to be maintained and cultivated. And, you know, any repairs or anything would have to be, you know, all liens would have to be paid. And I'm like, okay, well, that's an excellent thing. So I gathered all the information, thought we were free and clear.
Robinson started the 7-year process of acquiring 2 abandoned homes in Riverview with the intention of letting church members in crisis stay there until they could find more permanent housing arrangements. She didn't plan to charge rent. Robinson moved the tenant into the first home 2 weeks before deputies found out from a real estate agent that someone was staying in the home. After being told to leave the property, Robinson helped the woman move to a second home where both women were arrested. She said the arresting deputy told her what she was doing was both illegal and unconstitutional.
So I'm like, well, I haven't found any information like that to where adverse possession is illegal and unconstitutional. Is there a state statute on that? Is there something you can show me showing me this? I said, because, you know, here we are, you know, I'm thinking that this is something that we're going to be able to use, but now you're telling me it's illegal and unconstitutional. I've never seen anything on this. And I think that's when he really, you know, got upset, because I'm telling him, you need to show me the law with this.
Robinson may not have much of a case against the sheriff's office. Will Shepard is general counsel for the Hillsborough County Property Appraiser's Office. He said filing adverse possession does not protect someone from being prosecuted for criminal violations on a property.
If you trespass on somebody else's property for a long enough period of time and they don't complain about it, you might be able to go to court in 7 years, file a quiet title action, and get ownership of that property.
Shepard said just because someone files paperwork with a governmental group, it doesn't mean they're protected from prosecution.
It's almost like saying, let's say there's a statute of limitations on burglary, okay? It's almost like saying, filing a form of the government saying, I burglarized a house at 123 Main Street 5 nights ago, and so I'm counting down the time, and if nobody comes to arrest me or charge me with burglary in the next, I don't know what the statute of limitations is, let's say it's 5 years, 5 years, then I'm off the hook. So that's sort of the irony of the adverse possession return. Is you're basically not acknowledging in writing to the government that you are trespassing on someone else's property.
Shepard said he's not completely clear on all of the specifics concerning adverse possession because they vary case by case. But in most cases, the homeowner would have to file a complaint for anything to be done about someone living in an abandoned home, even if the property is in foreclosure.
The owner is absolutely still the owner. I mean, until the bank takes title in the foreclosure action, until there is a transfer of title to the bank, till they foreclose on that mortgage, that property is still owned by the owner, subject to that mortgage. But yes, it's still, the fee simple interest is still in the owner's name.
Tammy Robinson is still waiting for a court date to be set and hasn't hired a lawyer yet, but she plans on fighting her charges and pursuing the lawsuit. She still wants to find a way to open a halfway house for abused women or people just getting out of prison as a temporary housing option. But for now, she just wants her legal troubles to go away.
You know, it's a thing where when I found out, it was too late, that people had already been put in jail for this, that charges had already been filed, people had already been harassed, you know, for filing adverse possession. The majority of them are people of color. You know, it's just been horrible how people have been treated.